Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Steven. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Steven, are you playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Sober, sirs.
All right, Steven, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our Men's Room poll, you're going to go on a cruise. Are you taking the Love Boat Cruise, the Star Trek Cruise, the Hallmark Christmas Cruise, or the Broadway Cruise?
The only one that really probably appeals to me, although I've never really... Okay, Star Trek Cruise.
Star Trek.
Okay.
All right, all right. Get you some Vulcan side action.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why they did a Live Long and Prosper. That's not really what he meant.
You down?
As long as I don't,
you down?
As long as I don't get the, as long as I don't get the Vulcan nerve pinch, I'm okay.
Depends, man. Might be a good thing in the right circumstance.
Oh, yeah, my nerve right here hurts.
Yeah. Pinch or are they going to pinch it? Like, oh, my God, it's amazing.
Well, Star Trek traditionally had kind of attractive women.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there were not a lot of ugly people on the ship.
And the first interracial kiss on TV.
That is correct. And the first alien sex, I believe.
How many green chicks are you going to get down with on that Star Trek cruise?
Every one of them.
Darn right.
Every freaking one of them.
I mean, I'm in.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about
green,
it.
Green, blue, whatever.
We ain't picky. Here's my question. Do you have a vagina?
Okay. Right. Is the plumbing the same? Okay.
I'm cool.
I'm good.
Oh, you got the third boobie.
Nice.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Actually, I want a woman with four breasts, two on the back for dancing.
Oh. Dancing. Okay.
I stole that line from Al Bundy. I can't take credit.
I want one with two mouths.
All right. What is a specialty?
As long as Zoe Sandoval is on there, too, fine.
Who?
Oh,
Zoe Saldana.
In the, in the reboot of Star Trek, she was the green chick.
Yep.
And then in Avatar, she's the blue chick.
And in, she was in Guardians.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
Is she normal in that? No, she's green in Guardians.
She's green in that one, yeah.
And blue in Avatar.
Yeah, she's normal in Star Trek.
Okay, thank you. I'm like, does she have a role?
She's just her. I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter, dude. We get it. She can be any color she wants. All right, here's your question. In the Jack Ryan books and movies, Jack is badly injured in what type of crash?
I'm going to go helicopter.
One and done, Steve.
All right, hang on there. True or false? You want to go? Yeah, why not? We'll give you a true or false question here. Let's see. True or false? Spandex got its name because it's an anagram of expands.
I'm going to go. It sounds legit. I'm going to say true and hi, Ted.
What's up? Who is this?
Steven.
It's Steven.
Oh, hey, Steven.
Yeah, your buddy, your Star Trek friend?
Yeah, well, that's how I watch Star Trek with him all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see here.
So, I didn't know. Right.
Steven, your Star Trek.
Yes, Steven, my Star Trek. Yeah,
your Star Trek buddy.
Even.
Hello, Will. Welcome to the men's room.
Necker and horns.
Necker and horns.
Damn, I heard it too, Mike.
Will, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober. Hanging out with a couple of friends. And Beam and Mary Jane.
Okay, Will. All right, Will, you're going to set sail. Are you taking the Love Boat cruise, the Star Trek cruise, the Hallmark Christmas cruise, the Broadway cruise?
Sounds like all the hot chicks are on the Star Trek cruise I'm going at.
Okay.
All right.
Will's going to slay it.
Yeah.
And lay it.
All right. When me and Steven are done, you can have them.
Right, right. No, no.
Set when phasers done, to
you,
erection.
Done, you can have
faced.
It's a new setting.
Now tell her. Remember my name. You're going to be screaming it later.
You're going to get the women, Will.
They're going to line up.
Yes.
I think you're misunderstanding what they're saying. They're saying, Will, you get off of me.
No, I got references, guys.
Oh, all right.
Oh, that'll definitely get the ladies.
Whip those
up. We can feel it.
Go ahead, just hand them those.
All right, Will, here's your question, multiple choice. 1979, 85, 88, or 1992, in what year was the wreckage of the Titanic discovered? 79, 85, 88, or 92?
I was alive back then. 92.
89?
85. 19 and 85.
That was a big deal. It was like us finding our first Bigfoot, you know? But, I mean, obviously,
but
the Titanic,
knew the Titanic was
real. Yeah, still, it was like one of the mysteries had finally been solved.
I think the bigger deal is when you find your second Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, your question. What chemical makes plants green?
Chloroform?
Close. Chlorophyll.
Hell.
All right, your question. What does a man suffering from diphthalic chorata have two of?
Have what?
What does he have two of? If you're suffering from diphthalic chorata, what does a man have two of?
Does a man have two of?
Mm-hmm. The only thing I know a man has two of.
No. This is a...
If you suffer from diphthalic chorata, what does a man have two of?
You don't normally have two of these. But a man...
Kidney stone?
What is it?
Kidney stone?
You have more than one of those. It's a penis.
Yeah. If you have diphthalic chorata, you have two penises.
Phallic is the clue.
Yes. And man suffering from. All right. Your question. What French word for sled is given to a winter Olympic event?
Sled. Toboggan?
Luge.
Say that again.
Luge.
Oh, luge has a sled.
Luge.
Question five.
Does that not mean skeleton? Is that not a sled too?
It is a sled. They're just saying luge as it is. It's just the French word for sled.
Oh, my bad.
Get all picky, man.
I was like, wow. The bobsled's a sled too, dude.
All right, your question. What can be styled in a half Windsor or a Hanover?
Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm. What article of clothing can be styled into a half Windsor or Hanover?
Think about a court appearance.
A vest.
A tie.
Necktie.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm doing good today.
Hey, you're doing great,
yeah.
Man. Doing great.
Yeah. Get it going.
All right, your question. Who flew from England to the United States in a giant peach carried by seagulls?
Yeah. Loved this movie when I was a kid.
I never saw it, to be honest with
you.
Nah. Sounds like something Richard Branson did.
It's a weird claymation. I don't know if it was a Tim Burton movie, but it was kind of his style.
Okay.
I never saw that one either. I was going to say Willy Wonka, but... No, I never seen that one.
Any guesses?
I said Willy Wonka.
Oh, well,
James and the Giant Peach.
Ted yes. Knows who it is.
James.
James.
Never watched those.
Question seven.
James.
Called it my peach.
Yeah, right.
You think he was sending a message? All right. In what city is the Kentucky Derby held every year?
You got the Triple Crown question right last week.
Of course. I'm a pony player from Maryland. I'm going to get this one, too. That's in Lexington, Kentucky.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Question
eight. I guess the Jim Beam's kicking in. Damn. Well, I don't bet down there.
Question number 8 for you. According to the Bible, who was the first murderer?
First murderer. I know this.
Do you?
I don't know which one it was, though.
Like the last one, too.
Well, it was Cain or Abel? Give me a minute. I think it was Cain.
Okay.
There you go.
Nice job, Will. Yes. Nice job.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCKS.
Big Dummy!
Doing Marilyn proud. Hello, hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Ahoy!
Hola! Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober, gentlemen.
All right, Justin. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to set sail on a cruise. Are you taking the Love Boat cruise, the Star Trek cruise, the Hallmark Christmas cruise, or the Broadway cruise?
Do I have to bring my wife?
It's up to you, man.
Do whatever you want.
Oh, we're doing the Love Cruise.
The Love Boat cruise.
Wait, if you do bring your wife, is that the same one?
Right.
If you don't bring your wife, which cruise would you have picked?
Right.
She's sitting close. All right. Here is your question. Which state's name comes from the French words for green mountains?
Washington.
Vermont.
Vermont.
Are you guys going to go to the boat show by any chance?
The boat show. Never heard of it.
Yeah.
No, probably not, man. Look, I'm just not in the market for a boat.
Ah, dang it. Okay.
Well, are you going to go there and buy a boat?
No, so I'm one of the vendors here. We're trying to sell boats, so.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
Who are you vending for? Like, I don't even know boating companies.
Raider Boats. We're at the north end of the hall. Come check us out. We're fishing boat.
Oh, so they're not real, real expensive, but they're still pricey.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a boat, yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, you guys are local.
Yeah. Actually, no, we're from Colville. I used to be local, used to be over in Port Orchard and listen to you guys since the day one and moved over there and still listen to you guys on the app all the time. So.
Nice. Thank you, man.
Thank you. We appreciate
hang on,
that.
Hang on. Some app love. Hold on. I don't know why that thing makes me giggle every time I hear it now.
Another nickel in the bucket.
Yeah, we're going to make them rich. I want to meet the person that wrote that little thing. Yeah, I wrote the Odyssey app, dude. I'm in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now. All right, here's your question.
She's done. You can come in the room now.
Jesus.
This guy's crazy.
You know how much ass I've gotten from this little riff?
Yeah, this is Charlie in the back. He's got all the coke.
All right, your question. Something described as Vespin resembles what type of insect? They describe it as Vespin. What type of insect?
Butterfly?
Wasp.
That sounds like the name of... Mike, play the recorder again.
What are you hearing with?
Or not the record, the little tiny flute where we got the guy dancing around. Like, yeah.
My name's Vespin.
You've probably seen my pictures in the post office.
Would you like a lick on my candy cane?
Is that pixie dust, Vespin? No, it's methamphetamine.
I was on TV once. It's called America's Most Wanted.
All right.
I'll steal a boat.
All right, your question. Fozzie Bear, Animal, Grover, Miss Piggy, Kermit the Frog, and Yoda were all voiced by whom?
Oh, dang.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I ain't got a clue, so I'm going to guess Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Billy Oz?
Frank Oz. That's correct.
Good work, Miles.
Yes.
Bro, if you grew up with Star Wars, like, you know that.
Oh.
Instantly.
Okay.
I was impressed.
Our minds were blown away because Yoda was Yoda, right? It's like 1980, so 10, 11 years old. My mother's like, you know that's the same guy that does Kermit the Frog. I'm like, you must be kidding me. Big news, bro. Big news.
I'm shocked she told you.
Oh, yeah. It blew my mind. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. All right, your question. What are the two primary ingredients that go into Hollandaise sauce?
Mayonnaise and eggs?
You're not that far.
Eggs butter, and whipping cream?
Butter and egg yolks.
Oh, butter.
Oh, at least I got one of them.
Yeah.
Question 5.
Proud of you.
Question number 5 for you. What are you experiencing if you have collie wobbles?
Oh. Shoot. Dizziness?
Butterflies in your stomach.
Man.
Question six.
I can't talk to him. I have a case
of the
cupping bubbles.
Dummy? How many questions is the biggest dummy?
I think 11 is where we're at now.
Yep.
Okay, good. So I got a little bit of chance to not be him.
And you also, the same token, have a lot of chance to take that.
Yeah. No.
All right, your question. What model married both Dave Navarro and Dennis Rodman?
Say that question again.
What model married both Dave Navarro and Dennis Rodman?
Ooh. Also for a time.
Oh, my God. I had a picture of her on my wall. Gosh darn it. Carmen Electra.
There you go.
Boom.
It's fair to say she does not really have a type.
She was a pusscat doll.
She was. That's when I met her. It was a strange thing. They flew us to Costa Rica because it was a sport book and they were opening a casino. So at that time, radio sports guys around the country were invited to go down. The Pussycat Dolls was the main attraction. I did not stick. Actually, I'm not going to lie to you. I managed to get laid that night, so I went back to the hotel with the chick who looked like Shakira. No lie. Anyway, the next day, we were flying out of the airport, and one of the dudes I'd made friends with, guy out of Cleveland, when you get to the airport in San Juan, Costa Rica, the line is super long, but where first class was, there's no one in line. So he said, look, let's just go to that line and play stupid. I'm like, no problem. I can do that. So we went up there, and of course, the lady says, oh, I'm sorry. You guys are a coach. And we did the whole, oh, my God, we're so sorry, Phil. She's like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I can still process your ticket here, which was the plan, right? So we get it all done, and this short little woman with big-ass sunglasses goes, smooth. And I'm like, yeah, hey, man, whatever. I'm not waiting in the line. Why are you in town? I said, oh, actually, I went to the opening of a casino last night. And she goes, where were they? Did you see the Pussycat Dolls? I said, no, man, it's not really my speed, and it's not like Carmen Electra is going to F me. That's literally my quote. She pulls down her glasses. It's Carmen Electra. So it's kind of awkward. I just looked at her and said, am I right? She's like, oh, you're right. And that was our entire interaction.
You're right.
She let me know she's not going to have sex with me, and I did not see her band.
That's why you didn't go.
I should have told her that.
I only go see shows where the artists have sex with me.
Yeah, that's it. Seen AC/DC like 9 times. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Matt, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Team not sober.
Yay. All right, Matt, welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to go on a cruise. Will it be the Love Boat cruise, the Star Trek cruise, the Hallmark Christmas cruise, or the Broadway cruise?
I would live long and prosper.
Yeah.
Star Trek it is. Yeah. Okay, Star Trek doing well today on the cruise.
I think everyone thinks you're going to get laid.
It sells out.
And it's Star Trek, dude. I mean, look, I'm taking my daughter to, Emerald City Comic Con in a couple weeks. We went last year. She got dressed up. I have no idea what character she was. She's getting dressed up again this year. It is like Star Trek a frickin' palooza in there. You get all the superheroes, right? I understand that. You get both Marvel and DC. You get plenty of Star Wars. But I feel like Star Trek absolutely dominates.
I can tell you this. I had to stay downtown one weekend when the Comic-Con was going on. I can't remember what it was. I might have got kicked out of the house. I'm not sure. Either way, I stayed in a hotel. That place
was
packed.
You were, I remember.
Yeah, I think I got kicked out. But the people next door to me, they partied till 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. They were having a blast. I couldn't get to sleep, but I couldn't blame them.
Sure, man.
They came into town.
Comic-Con's a massive
They're having
thing.
Fun.
It is a massive.
I'm not going to bang on the wall and be the old curmudgeon guy. I'm like, eventually, they will go to bed. Now they just kept on raving.
Well, it's a little bit like Halloween, right? When people are in costumes.
It's a little different.
Right, and they just look hotter.
Yeah, they're having fun.
So, like, Comic-Con, I'm just like, geez, there's a lot of hot chicks.
Dude, at Comic-Con last year, I just kind of tuckered out, told the kids, said, look, man, just meet me in this spot in like 45 minutes. Go do your thing. So I'm sitting down, I'm drinking the water, and one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life is kind of sitting across from me, and she's just scrolling through her phone, right? A couple of other guys, they wander over. All of us just have our eyes on her. Finally, her friend comes up to get her, and she smiles. And of the three teeth that she had in her mouth, like two of them were jet black. I mean, you talk about just like, oh, oh, God. I mean, she went from real hot to Jesus H, what is that? Burn it with fire.
I know that guy.
Oh, my God, man. Yeah. Ton. It was jarring. Like, ew. Ew, your mouth. All right. Here's your question. Multiple choice. Syria, Yemen, Sudan, or Eritrea? Khartoum is the capital of what country? Syria, Yemen, Sudan, or Eritrea? Or is it Eritrea? I don't know.
I know it's...
The capital of one of those?
Go ahead, sorry.
Go ahead, man.
I'll go with the third one.
Your third one was Sudan.
Okay.
Wow.
One and done. One and done.
Eritrea is right just below Somalia. Is that right?
I think so. Hey, real quick, we have a one and done question for you. 50-50. Disney World or Times Square? What is the most visited place in the United States?
Oof, that's a tough one. Disney World?
Times Square.
Times Square. Times Square. I'll be done. More Big Dummy coming up if you'd like to be a contestant. 206-803-RUN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
This is the Mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Head chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has Super Bowl foods that bring good luck and also bring bad luck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ted's Meat and Potatoes coming up right after the game known as Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Donine. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola. Donine, you're going to set sail. Are you taking the Love Boat cruise, the Star Trek cruise, the Hallmark Christmas cruise, or the Broadway cruise?
You know, I was thinking Love Boat, but I don't know all these Star Trek-y people. I'm torn. Love Boat.
I'm going Love Boat.
Okay.
Right. Get her the old Ted Lang Bang. All right. Here is your question. What company makes the NFL's Lombardi Trophy?
Oh, I don't know. I have no clue.
Tiffany?
It is, in fact, Tiffany & Company.
It is.
Tiffany?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the fancy jewelry store, Tiffany Blue?
They don't just make blue boxes.
Interesting.
All right, your question. 4, 6, 8, or 10, how many gallons of milk does one cow produce in one day?
Ooh, 4.
They're putting in work, man. 6.
6, all right.
I mean, my cows were for beef, not for milk. I'm sorry.
Can you milk a beef cow? I mean, would the milk be any different?
I don't... Oh, yeah. I
you can milk a beef cow.
I don't think you could... Well, yeah. I don't think you can milk a beef cow, but recently people have started eating milk cows.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That tastes creamy?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
All right, I believe you can. You just don't want to. It's one of those things.
It tastes that much worse.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, I think it has something to do with fat content.
I just like the feel, Mama.
You know, because milk cows, they're fed a certain way to produce the best milk that they can frequently.
Right.
And then there's beef cattle that are taken care of so that the meat's not quite as tough.
What do you feed a milk cow to make the milk taste better?
Certain grains and whatnot. And,
oh, yeah.
And the beef cows just don't produce as much milk.
Okay.
They're just trying to keep their offspring alive.
Correct.
Okay. I learned a lot about cows in about 2 minutes.
Yes. All right. Then I got cow knowledge.
Cow knowledge.
Cow knowledge.
Ask me about cows. You should have a sign and go to a bar.
Cows are dope. Changed my mind.
Cows are dope.
Ask me about my cow.
All right, Daneen, here's your question. According to the Beatles song, who wears a face that she keeps in a jar by the door?
Oh, what? Oh, man.
Say that again.
According to the Beatles song, also covered by Ray Charles, who wears a face that she keeps in a jar by the door?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No. Sounds like a widow to me.
That's a pretty depressing song.
I'm trying to think of
Lady Madonna?
Nope.
No, it's got to be a song with a woman's name title.
Yes.
But I keep thinking Billie Jean. That's Michael Jackson.
That one, that's Michael Jackson.
The old woman up on the hill?
Nope.
First
name, Eleanor?
Rigby.
Rigby.
Eleanor Rigby.
Eleanor Rigby.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all that magic stuff? Or black magic?
What are you talking about?
Didn't the Beatles get involved with the magic guy in England for a while, or was that just Ozzy?
The magic
guy? Oh,
Aleister Crowley?
Yeah.
No, Ozzy was all about Aleister Crowley. Even wrote the song Mr. Crowley.
Yeah.
All right, your question. Hitmaker Timbaland, he produced the 2003 PlayStation music mixer game named what?
Again?
Timbaland. He produced the 2003 PlayStation music mixer game named what? It sounds like a game that you masturbate.
Wow. Damn, my kid just left the car. I don't know.
Beaterator. Beaterator.
What is it?
Beaterator.
Beaterator. Oh, God.
No, Beaterator, not Beaverator.
Beaterator. Got it.
All right, your question. What was Daniel's last name in the 1984 movie, The Karate Kid?
Son.
Oh. It is. Oh, my goodness. Dang it. And, oh, no. I know that. Okay. I pass.
You cannot remember his name. I only know from watching Cobra Kai. You guys remember?
Son.
Nope.
Wait, who? Daniel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
LaRusso.
Oh, his last name.
Daniel LaRusso, yes.
Yeah, LaRusso Automotives.
Oh, my goodness.
Question six.
Question number six. What is another name for a pod of orcas? Is it a band, a symphony, a choir, or an orchestra?
A band.
It would be choir.
A choir. Because of their singing.
Oh, yeah. Choir of Orcas.
Mm-hmm.
Question seven.
Question number seven. What U.S. city's nicknames include the Crescent City and the City That Care Forgot?
What?
Ted got it. I mean, I'm not saying anything.
It's a fun time. I'm going to go on a limb and say you have been to this city.
You think?
Her? Yeah. Sorry. I mean, yes.
Seattle?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Have you ever been to New Orleans?
No, I've never been. I've only been on the West Coast.
You should go.
Yeah, I think you would like New Orleans.
We don't leave here very often.
I need to get out more.
Okay, your question. Which battle saw the final defeat of Napoleon?
Why are you guys giving me all these hard questions?
Also a famous ABBA song?
A very famous ABBA song.
I believe it's also a sparkling water brand.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, our boy Castle brings them in all the time.
I'm not a sparkling water guy. I wouldn't know.
Oh, no.
English people might use it as a toilet.
A bidet?
Waterloo.
Question nine.
Question number nine. What fruit is sometimes called a cooking banana?
Oh, shoot. It's the little tiny one. Damn it.
It looks like a banana, but...
Yeah, and generally you wouldn't eat this unless it's been cooked. I don't think people eat them raw.
Right. I know. Gosh darn it.
They fry them and sometimes serve them like they would chips and dip.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Guacamole, some salsa on the side.
Oh, man. I don't know. You got me. Look, my backup's just showed up. I don't know.
A plantain.
Miles, I know you're thinking the same thing I am. Those plantain chips with ceviche.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, plantain! Those are good. Thank you. Crushing it. I knew.
Question 10, Deneen. You got to get this one or you're going to be the biggest dummy.
Question 10.
Oh, my gosh.
What all-female... Don't act surprised. What all-female band had hits with Cruel Summer and Venus back in the 1980s?
An all-female band, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's a cruel summer.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm your Venus.
Basically, it goes back to the last question.
No. I don't know.
Take a guess of an all-women band.
I don't know. Come on.
I'll just name any band with that, you know, mostly female. Like, there's the Go-Go's.
Right.
You know, there's the Spice Girls.
I don't know.
Bananarama.
It's also a Taylor Swift song.
Back to the last question.
Oh, my what God. Is? I know. I thought it was a Taylor Swift.
Cruel Summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, honest to God, I know nothing about that girl's music. I know right, she's Deneen, huge. But
with this question, you've tied the biggest dummy so far, Dan. So.
Oh, she's tied right now.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and write that name down now. Deneen. All right. Your question. Catalonia is a region of what European country?
Catalonia. European country. I'm
going to
say Italy.
Yep. Spain. Congratulations, Deneen. You are a biggest dummy.
Damn it.
It took you 12 questions to get one right. And you still haven't got one right. Either way, whether you get this question right or wrong, doesn't matter. You are done.
So I'm going to ask a rather ironic question, but I'm just going in order. Ivy League school Dartmouth is located in what state?
Ivy League school what?
Dartmouth.
Dartmouth?
Dartmouth.
Dartmouth?
Yes.
Michigan.
Connecticut?
Nope. You know you're in the ballpark.
It's right. Not Vermont.
It's
New
not
Hampshire?
Vermont. New Hampshire.
Okay. Deneen, now our biggest dummy with 12.
Congratulations, wow. Deneen.
Yeah.
My kid's sitting here going, wow, Mom.
You did it. You did it.
Let him know.
Congratulations.
You did it. You've achieved it. And as the rule is this year, we just stop there.
Yeah. There's no need to continue.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it gets painful.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rod.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
We'd have gotten to you sooner, but Deneen was on the line.
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
California sober.
All right. Our men's room poll. You're going to go on a cruise. You taking the Love Boat cruise, the Star Trek cruise, the Hallmark Christmas cruise, or the Broadway cruise?
Take the wife and kid to the Disney thing.
Disney is not one of the options.
Not an option.
Here. I'll do this again. You're going to set sail. Will it be the Love Boat cruise, the Star Trek cruise, the Hallmark Christmas cruise, or the Broadway cruise?
Star Trek.
Okay.
All right.
Star Trek it
there is. You go. All right, your question. The murder of the DeFeo family became the subject of what book and movie?
Amityville Horror.
One wow. and done.
Jesus.
Well
nice
done,
job,
man.
Nice I mean, job.
That is just a quick correction from the last caller.
Hang on. Jesus, I know, man. Wow. All right.
well done, sir.
Here is your one and done question. Democratic People's Republic of Korea is the official name of which Korea, North or South?
South.
North.
Mm. Bad,
that whole Democratic thing kind of throws you off, doesn't it?
Enough.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going, guys?
Oh,
Ken, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober today.
All right, Ken, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, you're going to set sail on a cruise. Are you taking the Love Boat cruise, the Star Trek cruise, Hallmark Christmas cruise, or the Broadway cruise?
I am picking the Broadway cruise. Have you guys ever seen that South Park episode when they all went to
Yes. Broadway? Yes. Mm. As soon as we brought it up, we got a couple of I have not seen that episode. Mike has. He filled us in on the details.
And that's why I'm picking the Broadway one.
There we go.
Plus, I also like the Broadway show, so it's a double feature for me.
I have to say, for you, that
works
both
different
ways.
Show every night?
You're darn right.
But different mouth. Yeah.
But the same ending.
You don't have a car. You're on a cruise.
Damn. I like it, but creepy, Mike.
Yeah. All right, kid. Here's your question. In the movie Speed, dropping below what speed will blow up the bus?
60 miles an hour.
Oh. What was your guess?
Was it 60 or 55? I thought it was 60.
50. 50. 50.
Yo.
You know what? I'm with you. For some reason, I thought it was 60 as well.
I thought it was 55.
I think if we're in Seattle, it would have been like, if you drop below 30 miles an hour, we'll blow up this bus.
Yeah.
If you get out of the left lane while driving 8 miles under the speed limit.
Right.
Actually, if you go over 50 miles an hour, the bus will blow up. You'd be in no danger. All right, your question. What state is the gopher state?
Oh,
Minnesota.
Yeah. You got it.
And aren't they proud?
You know what's funny? I saw a guy today in a Golden Gopher's quarter zip and a hat.
What's going on? He's just that happy?
You don't see a lot of Minnesota gear. So you know me, I wanted to stop, but I didn't.
What would you say to him?
Did you go to Minnesota?
No, you wouldn't have.
Yeah.
He'd have been like, what in the hell do you think?
Look at me.
Well, I wear Maryland stuff. I didn't go to Maryland.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but you grew up
there. Or he'd have been like, I went to somebody or Goodwill. That's what they had.
I was just impressed. I was like, this guy is geared out.
Yeah.
It's not like they're playing soon.
Yeah.
Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Andrea, you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, Andrea. Our men's room poll, you get to go on a cruise. Are you taking the Love Boat cruise, the Star Trek cruise, the Hallmark Christmas cruise, or the Broadway cruise?
I'm going to do the Love Boat.
Love Boat.
Yeah. All right, all right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Boy, what a terrible song. All right, Andrea, here's your question. What NFL player was called the first victim of the Madden curse due to his abrupt retirement in 1999?
He played at Oklahoma State.
That's a big help.
Sometimes it is. wait, Barry Sanders?
Bonus points if you can say who he replaced at Oklahoma State. This happened in 1987 in the Sun Bowl. He goes down, and then
Barry Sanders
goes in.
And what, the guy never played again, I guess?
Both of them played for a long time. So the main running back goes down. Sanders comes in. He played for the Buffalo Bills. Went to 4 Super Bowls. Or
Thurman Thomas.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah, because we were all fired up. Like, yeah, Thurman Thomas, one of the leading rushers in the whole years down. Who's this Barry Sanders guy they're bringing in? Look how small he is.
Why is he so fast?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you were playing him?
Oh, we were playing him in the Sun Bowl in 86.
All right, I was like, Miles, that's very specific.
Yes, it was.
You're on the West Virginia.
No, I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
But I'm still a West Virginia fan. We're watching the game and like, oh, yeah, we got him now, man. Thurman Thomas is out. Who's this Barry Sanders guy?
I said that once as a Ravens fan. This quarterback, Tommy Maddox, takes this big hit. He's down. Pittsburgh puts out some rookie. We can't even say his last name. We're trying to read it like, Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger? Who's this jackass? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
16 years of hating that mother.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Steve, are you sober or not sober?
Kind of not sober.
All right, Steve. Welcome to Big W. Okay, our men's room poll. You're going to set sail on a cruise. You taking the Love Boat cruise, the Star Trek cruise, the Hallmark Christmas cruise, or the Broadway cruise?
Well, I think I'm going to go with the Star Trek cruise because, unlike Ted, I've never been with the blue or green women, so he can go Hallmark Christmas all the way.
Hey, Ted, you stick with those weird black and white women. He's going for the blue
what's
and
your
the green.
Normal, what's your normal color of woman there, Steve?
Oh, white, honestly, Miles.
Okay.
I'm shocked by that. All right.
I'm not prejudiced, though. I'm just saying typically white.
You don't have to explain your love of women, brother. Yeah. We get it.
What made you want to talk to me?
You got me on the air chasing after blue or green women. What can I say?
Yeah. That's going to be a fun cruise.
Yes, it is.
All right, Steve.
Steve, first round's on me, brother.
Hey, I'm in.
Here's your question. Which of Henry VIII's wives is buried beside him? Is it Jane Seymour, Anne Hathaway, Elizabeth Olsen, or Judi Dench?
I'll say Anne Hathaway.
She's still alive.
Well, Anne Hathaway was actually married to William Shakespeare.
Oh, that Anne Hathaway.
Yeah. Is it Dame Judi Dench?
Nope. Jane Seymour.
Ooh.
Yep. Man, oh man.
Yeah, I know. Just saying, man. She can. Dr. Quinn.
All right. Which one of Strawberry Shortcake's four original toy friends was a boy? Carrot cake.
The doughboy.
I'll go with the cowboy.
The cowboy. That'd be Huckleberry Pie.
That would have been my second guess.
Well, of course. Yeah. All right. Your question, but his real name was Jeff. What was the first name of Sherlock Holmes' assistant, Watson?
We already took half the answer. I'm not going to say Watson then, darn it. James?
My dear?
John.
Did he ever call him that?
I don't think so.
Why did he call him my dear Watson? Were they a little,
Because originally, Watson was in fact a deer. He didn't help much, but... All right, the question. Iggy Pop is often credited as the godfather of what?
Oh, geez.
A genre of music.
Say that one more time, please.
Iggy Pop is often credited as the godfather of what genre?
Genre meaning like rock, classical, country, reggae.
Yeah, I got that, Miles. Thank you. Pop?
Shut up, Miles.
Punk.
Question five.
Question number five. Who is the only person in both the Basketball Hall of Fame and the Sporting Goods Hall of Fame.
Jeez.
He's in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And the Sporting Goods.
Yes.
Michael Jordan?
Not a terrible guess, but Chuck Taylor.
Oh. Right. I didn't know Chuck Taylor was a real baller.
Oh, yeah. He was actually a real player.
Huh. All right.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, yeah, I just...
And think how terrible his shoes are to actually play basketball in. If you want to break your ankles but not see it, Chuck Taylor's.
I still think it's crazy how fashionable those things are now.
They're awesome.
No, I know. Just when I was in, like, if kids were into rock, they would wear them.
You could wear it in rock and punk.
Right. And then towards the end of high school, like the late 90s, like a lot of guys in high school, a lot of the brothers started wearing them. And I was like, are these cool now?
Yeah, because they're cheap.
Yeah. It's a fashion thing, though.
All right. Your question, it is multiple choice. Jell-O, buffalo wings, French dip, or nacho cheese? What did Teresa Bellissimo invent? Jell-O, buffalo wings, French dip, or nacho cheese?
French dip?
Was it buffalo wings?
Buffalo wings.
It was.
1964.
I was going to guess that, darn it.
Question
Steve, don't get upset, man. We got to focus here, okay?
Focus.
I need you, buddy. Hey, look, you can't be my wingman for blue and green chicks if you get worked up.
Yeah, but you're the head chef, and you could have gave me a little clue.
I could have.
Yeah, he could have. All right, your question. What is the capital of Michigan?
Ooh. Oh.
Vermont?
Michigan.
Michigan.
The state.
The capital of Michigan.
Yeah, no, I was thinking
Vermont's
Vermont,
another
Michigan,
state.
But yeah, no, thank you.
You're welcome.
Shut up, Miles.
You're messing with Steve.
Damn.
Jefferson?
Lansing.
Lansing, Michigan.
Jefferson. Question number eight.
Question number eight for Steve. What is the oldest planet in the solar system? It even has a liver spot.
It's got a big spot on it.
What's that?
Oh, Saturn?
It's got a big spot on it.
Jupiter.
That's what I said initially.
Oh,
thank God. Okay,
well,
we
said
you.
What?
We
and you said something.
Saturn.
Who says something different when someone says what?
God.
What's your name? Steve. Mm-hmm. What? Tony. Hey, who does that?
It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
We're done.
Thank God the head chef's coming in.
No more.
Ted's Meat and Potatoes has Super Bowl foods that bring good and bad luck. And we got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.